In this bulletin, US President-elect Joe Biden says a potential vaccine will not be widely available for many months, calls for mandatory face mask wearing on public transport in Australia's two largest cities, and five national sporting codes renew their commitment to stop violence against women. Good morning. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President-elect Joe Biden says a potential Pfizer vaccine will not be widely available for several months. The American pharmaceutical company yesterday announced its experimental vaccine is more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data from a large study. Pfizer and German partner BioNTech SE are the first drug makers with successful data from a large-scale clinical trial of a coronavirus vaccine. It comes as the US becomes the first worldwide to surpass 10 million coronavirus infections as the third wave of the COVID-19 virus surges across the nation. The president-elect, Joe Biden, declared the development positive news after convening with a coronavirus task force.
The process must also be grounded in science and fully transparent so the American people can have every confidence that any approved vaccine is safe and effective. The challenge before us right now is still immense and growing. There's a need for bold action to fight this pandemic. We're still facing a very dark winter.
Epidemiologists are calling for face masks to be mandatory on public transport in Australia's two biggest cities. Face coverings are compulsory in Melbourne, but authorities are only recommending their use on public transport in Sydney. The Burnet Institute's Professor Michael Toole says it makes sense for the two cities to have comparable policies, especially given their population sizes.
I think it would be hard to convince people in, say, Hobart and Perth, or even Adelaide, to wear masks when they haven't reported a local case in so long. I think for Melbourne and Sydney, it should be mandatory, particularly as people start moving from state to state.
Australian workers born in a non-English-speaking country lost a substantially larger number of work hours than Australian-born workers during the coronavirus pandemic. New Australian National University labour market analysis shows Australian workers lost on average 167 hours of work worth more than $5,000 each during the coronavirus pandemic, costing the economy $47 billion between March and October. The greatest loss was for workers who completed Year 12 but had no university degree. And new data shows Australians' credit card debt is getting smaller. Research from the Reserve Bank shows credit card balances accruing interest on cards fell to just over $20 billion in September. That's the lowest figure recorded since November 2004 and more than 25% lower than pre-pandemic levels. But Rate City Research Director Sally Tindall has issued a warning in the lead up to Christmas.
If you've spent the last 6 months cutting down your credit card debt, just be careful not to go back to your bad old ways. Set up a budget. Set up a shopping list.
Back overseas, and Myanmar's ruling party says it's won enough seats in parliament to form the next government after the country's second general election since the end of strict military rule. A party spokesman says internal reports showed the National League for Democracy, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, had won 322 seats in parliament needed. The party says they are in the lead based on an unofficial count of votes, but no official results have been announced by the Election Commission. Sunday's election has been perceived as a referendum on the fledgling democratic government led by Aung San Suu Kyi and the NLD. The government remains hugely popular, but its reputation has collapsed overseas amid allegations of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to take part in a phone call with other European leaders to discuss an initiative against Islamist extremism today. Austria and France have been hit by deadly attacks in recent weeks, with their leaders describing the events as acts of terrorism. Participants on the call will include the French president, the Austrian chancellor, and EU officials and leaders. to sport, and five national organisations have renewed their commitment to working with Our Watch to stop violence against women. The AFL, the NRL, Rugby Australia, Netball Australia and Football Federation Australia have all signed a leadership statement on the issue. They'll work to use their collective influence to promote gender equality, diversity and inclusion in their workplaces and on sporting fields. NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says sport can help to affect change in the wider community.
This is a real opportunity for us to unite, and that's really, you know, sport has the power to connect with younger people. It's a language that everyone understands, no matter what culture they're from or what their background is.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you across Australia today. A possible early storm in Perth with a couple of showers, a top of 20 degrees. Showers developing with a possible storm in Adelaide, a steamy 36, 30 degrees in Melbourne, where it'll be mostly sunny. Sunny as well in Hobart, 27. Cloud clearing in the capital, 25 degrees for Canberra. In Wollongong, fine weather, 25 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 24. Similar conditions for Newcastle, partly cloudy in Brisbane, 26. In Cairns, also partly cloudy in 30, and cloudy in Darwin, a top of 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more, check out our SBS News In Depth podcast.